the letter to the Corinthians we heard this morning wrote, "I fed you with milk, not solid food, for you are not ready for solid food." Thanks, Paul. Thanks a lot. Now, that's the first response of the Corinthians. At least I would imagine it so. Think about what the Corinthians are feeling when they hear this from Paul. Now, they're doing their best. They're working out their faith as well as they can, as they see fit. And why not feel like this? They have been formed by the greatest church planter in Christendom. They have been hand-chosen by St. Paul and changed by God Himself through the Holy Spirit from Judaism and paganism into a new creation in Christ. Now, from this journey alone, from Judaism and paganism into Christ, they feel changed. They are, in fact, as Scripture tells us, a new creation in Christ. It's clear that they have been gathering together as a community. They are praying, and no doubt they are celebrating God in Christ Jesus. And yet, something is going on that Paul sees from afar, but that the Corinthians can't quite draw a bead on. Why this letter has come to them with this observation in it that really comes across as kind of a whack. Why is Paul taking them to task? Have you ever been with someone while they are learning a new task, a new skill, especially children? I'm looking for Annie. They find it very, very hard to step back from an issue to gain perspective. Isn't this true? They keep hammering and swinging that pick at the problem, but they make no headway. Why is this? Adults understand this as an issue of perspective. A child only knows what they know, oddly enough. They rarely consider coming at a problem from a different angle. They continue to use the same tools, the same thought processes that get them into the same jam over and over again. Now, don't think this type of issue is restricted to learning new concepts or new tasks. Christians get themselves into jams like this all the time by not having proper perspective, by trying to use the same tools they learned when they were younger on the problems of an adult believer. It's like telling a fish that it's wet. The fish would say, "I am not," in its best condescending voice, the same defensive voice reserved for how children sometimes speak to parents when the child believes that we are simply old rather than wise. Here is the thing. Progress in the Christian life is much like learning to read, to write, and do your sums. There is so much that one can do on their own. But frankly, there is inevitably a time that will come where a mentor, a teacher, a taskmaster is required to break out of old patterns, old thinking, in order to move ahead. Do you remember quadratic equations in school? Now, the only reason I do, trust me on this, the only reason I do is because I had so much trouble with them. I was trying to solve them using elementary math skills without an understanding of the order of operations. Do you get this? My dilemma was broken only when my tutor smacked me on the back of the head and told me to stop thinking and do what he said to a T. Guess what happened? Guess what happens when a child finally crawls out of the repetitions they know to be correct, but produce incorrect results? Guess what happens when a faith community finally stops saying, "But we've never done it this way before"? When these things happen, my friends, there is a space created for movement. Where once a boulder was in the way, now we take a simple 30-degree turn to the left or to the right, and behold, a clearing, a way around our predicament is before us. Paul sees trouble in the congregation that the Corinthians cannot clearly see for themselves. He's already told them that faith is not based. It's not based on some kind of set of philosophical learnings. Faith is something entirely different than what the Corinthians have worked out for themselves. Now, all of this reassures us that faith is a journey. You know, we don't possess a complete faith, even now. I'm afraid that only comes when Jesus is done with us, not when we are done with confirmation class, not when we are done with Jesus. Paul is preaching and pushing for the Corinthians and us today. Paul is preaching and pushing for us to understand that we are not done yet. Now, many don't believe that we need to supplement our journey of faith. What we learned before will serve us well in the future. And this is exactly what crossed up the Corinthians. We've said this before. The church is only as wise, only as nimble, as the least of the membership. Look at our gospel reading. We see Jesus giving a lecture on how to go deeper than what Moses had given the people of Israel. Jesus is taking the people from the hands of Moses, taking them into his own hands, the hands of the Lord Christ, so that he may lead them himself. In each of these instances that Jesus speaks of, he is deepening their previous understanding of what God and Moses wanted for the people of Israel. Paul is deepening the understanding of the Corinthians, trying to go from milk to whole food, to meat. And Jesus is moving from the literal understanding of the law to something quite magnificent. There's something new to be had in Christ Jesus every single time we encounter him. We see it in the letters of Paul. We see it in the teachings of Jesus himself. We see them as leaders who stand on the outside looking in. We see them as ones who have perspective enough to help us solve our adult issues with our lives, even with our own parish. And so I bid the parish not to be satisfied with the milk of the faith, fantastic as that is for new believers. As mature believers, we must hunger for the meat, hunger for the whole food of the faith. We were designed by the Almighty God to crave the truth that we can sink our teeth into. The mystery that comes from falling in love with God all over again. Turn to Paul as mentor and to Jesus as Savior. Turn to them through prayer, through reading of Scripture for yourselves, through study. See, it's only through doing these things, through reading, through prayer, through study, that we gain perspective to stand outside of ourselves to help. I bid us to strengthen our faith. Live the Christian life as if it were the adventure that it was designed to be by God Almighty. Paul writes, "You are God's field. You are God's building." I pray that we allow God to have his way with us in Christ Jesus. Will you pray with me? Oh God, the strength of all those who put their trust in thee, mercifully accept our prayers, and because through the weakness of our mortal nature, we can do no good thing without thee, grant us the help of thy grace, that in keeping thy commandments we may please thee, both in will and deed. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.